John, there had to be a long night for you Saturday night, but it had to be what a way to go from a euphoric state and witnessing such a fun victory to such a scary state when Coach D'Antonio said he felt pains in his chest.
Yeah, no question, Tony. It was an emotional roller coaster ride early Sunday morning at that point in time. But it's one of those things where it brings you back to reality of how fragile life is, and the fact that what occurred Saturday night. You know, we're just playing a college football game, trying to entertain the fans and the student athletes competing on the playing field. But there's a much bigger picture than that. But there's no question the coaching staff and the student athletes have been through an awful lot here in the last 36 hours or so.
Well, as I told Will Thiemann earlier this morning, I watched Coach D'Antonio being interviewed on ESPN after the game. He seemed to smile and chuckle, and he seemed in good spirits. And then to go from that, no one is probably closer with Coach D'Antonio than you are, because you're everywhere. You're always with him, especially during these games. Tell us what happened from what you saw from the point of that interview with ESPN to when he ended up at Sparrow Hospital.
You know, Tony, he was so relaxed after the game, enjoyed the moment out there on the field, did the ESPN interview, came in and addressed the team. And, then we kind of start that usual post-game routine. The first thing he does is go do the post-game radio show with Will Thiemann. And in the case with the late game Saturday night, because we had so many riders who were either well past deadline or on final deadline, we changed up the routine a little bit. Normally for a noon or a 3:30 game, he would have done home radio. Then he would have gone and done his one-on-one interview with Jim Miller for the Spartan All Access football show that airs on FS Detroit. But we changed it up and went to the interview trailer next so that he didn't hit that last, just because simply people needed some help trying to make their deadline. So he went in there and was really relaxed, had fun, joked with the reporters and all that. And as we left, he still needed to go back up then back into the stadium, the Varsity S room, and do the interview with Jim Miller. And as we were cutting back through the locker room, he just said, I need to sit down and take a break. I just don't feel right. And, we were just going to delay that interview for a couple minutes. And then it got to the point where, he really doesn't feel well. And so we canceled it. But, it was literally within a matter of 5-10 minutes that it went from being relaxed, having fun, to, boy, there's a lot of discomfort, and I'm just not feeling myself.
John, how has the team been communicated with? How did they find out, and have they been up to the hospital? How are they handling this?
Yeah, for the most part, I'll start with the hospital kind of first. What they asked us yesterday, the doctors especially, was to give Coach some space. I know that Don Treadwell and Pat Narduzzi went to visit with Coach late yesterday afternoon, but really, at that point in time, they're trying to keep visitors to a minimum to give him a chance to recover. The players were informed during a team meeting at noon. Don Treadwell and the coaching staff conducted that. They met as a full team first, then they went to team position meetings. I visited with a couple of players late yesterday afternoon. Obviously, they were surprised at the news. Obviously, it comes as a shock, and it's kind of scary. But, as you know, student-athletes, especially in that age group, are pretty resilient. I certainly think they're going to rally around their coach. And the one good thing, Tony, is, you look at the vast majority of this coaching staff. These guys have been together now for 7 years, 3 years at Cincinnati, now in their fourth season at Michigan State. So from the standpoint of the day-to-day organization of the routine, there's not going to be a lot of difference from what we've done under Coach D'Antonio.
How long will the coach be in the hospital? I know it's probably day-to-day. Does it look like a week, 2 weeks?
No, they said that he would be admitted for a couple of days. So, we'll take it day by day. As Dr. DeHaim mentioned yesterday, it's one of those situations where we're going to manage day to day, then week to week. And right now there's no kind of time schedule or timeline as far as his return. But certainly we expect him to be released here in the next couple of days.
And Coach Treadwell will be at the helm until that time?
Yeah, he'll manage the day-to-day operations of the football program. And again, with the staff, there obviously will be some restructuring. They'll kind of retool as they go. But for the most part, for the players at least, I don't think there's going to be a great difference, because the practice plans will be the same. The way the meetings are conducted are the same. You're just going to have a different coach kind of leading those. And obviously, Don will have to step into the media limelight this week and do the media obligations that Coach D would normally have. So that'll be a little bit different of a schedule for him. But for the players, it should be very much business as usual.
John, do you think, and I've got about 30 seconds left, do you think Coach would say that that victory over Notre Dame was his biggest win?
You know, it's hard. You know, we didn't even get a chance to go that far to ask about it, but certainly the way the game ended, you know, how many coaches would take the responsibility upon themselves rather than on a first-year kicker in that situation to say, hey, we're either going to win this thing or this will be the end of the game. But a gutsy call, and it certainly paid off.
5, 10 seconds, John. What did you think when you saw that play coming off?
When I saw, the first thing I did was when Aaron jumped up, I looked at Le'Veon Bell because he's his first option, and he was on the ground because he had gotten pinched and knocked down by Notre Dame. And then, obviously, Aaron did showed a lot of poise waiting until Charlie Gant cleared, and then it was an easy score once I saw the ball in the air.
John, thanks so much. I know you're probably exhausted. Get some rest and appreciate everything. Thank you.
Anytime, Tony. Thank you.